Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. DT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps here along with Tim Miller and Dylan Sherwood in the penalty box again, but who will be joining us over here on this side of the glass in a little bit. Tim, what kind of a week has it been for you?
Good week. Can't really complain. Productive week, certainly some decent stories throughout the week. Obviously, the big local one would have to be the story on Carolyn Dorsey.
Yeah.
That's obviously the hot topic there.
Yeah.
And then from a regional national perspective, the start the Royals have gotten off to.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I would say, Dylan, that the story that you wrote regarding Coach Dorsey generated a bit of traffic on our website this week.
Blake, over 5,000 right now.
That would be the number one sports story in the history of KVOE.com.
5,100. I checked it this morning.
You just wanted to say?
Yeah, I was like, it's going to get close to 5,000. Then I saw it this morning, and it was over 5,100. So, yeah.
Well, it's obviously the next coach is going to have a really tough task in front of her, and it was going to be a tough year anyway with so many seniors. Mm-hmm. I mean, such a high percentage of minutes and points and rebounds that were just going to naturally depart off the team. It was going to be a rebuilding year, one would think, for whether it's for Coach Dorsey or, you know, any coach that they could have had. Greg Popovich would have been.
Yeah, they were going to be in certainly a rebuild, start over type situation. When you have 12 seniors, I mean, on a basketball team, it's unheard of.
Yes.
But obviously had a great year. You know, we're not going to know the entire story, particularly from the school district's perspective, as it is a personnel situation. But, you know, you certainly have to take your hat off for the job that Carolyn did over the course of 11 seasons as their head coach. I've known her forever. And I just wish her well moving forward. I'm sure she's going to be involved in some other things in terms of youth basketball, particularly when you consider the fact that her son is getting involved more and more.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen the last of Coach Dorsey. But, you know, it's just an unfortunate ending to what was a really, really good run.
It is.
And, again, we don't know all the ins and outs of what led to that decision. Again, just wish her well and congratulate her on what was a really good coaching career.
And Dylan, I know that, you know, I speak for all of us, but you know, you this last year, and obviously Tim even more so because he had to deal with her for, you know, a longer amount of time, but she was always great to work with for us in terms of getting us stats, you know, pre-game interviews, post-game interviews. She was always fantastic to work with coming on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, and I know that you're grateful to have gotten the last Coach Dorsey year. What a special year it was.
Yeah, it's still surreal. But I've known Coach Dorsey you know, way before I was the voice of the Spartans. Her teaching career was started when I was in high school, so you know, I've known her, and she was in the halls of Emporia High when I was in there, and so I knew her quite, you know, way back. And I told her this on Tuesday. I said, Carolyn, I've known you a long time. I said, I'm glad I got to work with you, you know, these last couple of years, and I said this Thursday morning, the way this came down was just a simple tweet.
Well, you know, it's going to be a situation one way or the other. I don't know if there's a good way to handle it. Like Tim said, we won't know the district mm-hmm. side. Yeah. They've made a decision that this is how they're going to handle personnel decisions. You know, it's still like working with with Coach Welch, with Bo, and hopefully they'll be able to find someone who's going to bring that quality championship level back to Emporia Lady Spartan basketball. So we certainly, it's a regrettable situation, but we certainly wish Coach Dorsey the best. And I'm hoping that I'm going to see her at a lot of Emporia State games this year. I'm glad I'm going to get a couple of Lady Spartans to call this year wearing black and gold, and as they transition to becoming Lady Hornets. So I am excited about that and seeing Addie Kermer this year on the team along with Gracie Gilpin. And boy, the Royals do continue to move along, don't they, guys? Nice opening series win against Baltimore.
Yeah, a quality opponent. The Royals now 13-7 through 20 games. One of the major stories in the American League. Of course, another story is that their counterparts in the Central, Cleveland, off to a 14-6 start.
Yeah, that's a little nuts. Didn't think that they would be that good.
And you see how bad Houston's starting. Of course, again, only 20 games in. It is a very, very long season. But the way past seasons have started, this is certainly a refreshing Royals baseball team to watch. The starting pitching's just been unbelievable.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
And it's great to see MJ Melendez.
Yeah.
Break out of his slump with a home run.
Scoring some runs, or they got some pop in the line. They've been hitting home runs. If they can get their bullpen a little more consistent, wow.
Yeah, the Royals do not stink now.
No, they do not at all.
A great thing to see. Coming up on the show today, we'll be joined by Emporia High head baseball coach Anthony Markowitz, and we'll also be talking Dynamic Discs Open with Jackie Morris. She's the events coordinator and community outreach for Dynamic Discs, and she's kind of the queen of the Dynamic Discs Open is what everybody's told me, so we'll get to meet with her here in a little bit. But coming up next, it's time for our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week, one for Emporia High and one for the area each week, and you can get your nominations in during the week by calling us at 342-1400 during business hours, 342-1400. So, coaches, we want your nominations sent to us. Dylan, who is our Emporia High Athlete of the Week?
I'm going with Paige Newland. When you finish eighth at the KU Relays, and she's won three events, she's won three times, the triple jump three times, including a very competitive ESU relays a couple weeks ago. And if you look at her finishes in the triple jump, are three first, a second, and the eighth at KU. And if you do impressive things at the KU relays, and Paige was at, she was second at one point with her jump, and then she was in the first flight. But she ends up making the finals and taking eighth. So Paige Newland of the Emporia High Girls Track and Field Team is our Emporia Main Street Emporia High Athlete of the Week.
And then I know that we've got an Area Athlete of the Week as well.
Yep, and he broke a school record, but it's not quite his personal best mark. And he's had a busy week. Tanner Heckle of Linden, going to go play at Illinois for football. Four first-place finishes at the Gene Farrell Invitational in Iola on Tuesday, and then yesterday ran in the 100 and competed in the long jump at KU. He's got the triple jump, which he set the Linden School record in yesterday. He has the long jump and the javelin today, also at KU. So Tanner Heckle of the Linden Track and Field Team are Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
And we congratulate our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week, and they'll get a nice plaque that'll be hand-delivered by Dylan. And if you had an athlete that had a great performance during the week, get a hold of us. You can call us, as I mentioned, 342-1400 during the week, 342-1400, or just get a hold of Dylan directly. Email him, SherwoodD@KVOE.com, SherwoodD@KVOE.com. Let's take our first time out. We'll come back with Coach Markowitz. We'll talk Spartan baseball. That's next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The University of Denver men's hockey team added a historic trophy to their collection last Saturday.
3, 2, 1, let the celebration begin! The pioneering program of college hockey, Denver, wins its NCAA record 10th national title!
Brian Tripp with the call on Westwood One as Denver defeated Boston College 2-0 to secure their second national championship in the last three seasons. The Pioneers now have more titles than any other program in men's D1 hockey. Previously, they were tied with Michigan at 9. Denver is led by their 34-year-old head coach, David Carl. Back in 2008, he was set to play for the Pioneers as a freshman, but a heart condition forced him to retire. The school honored his scholarship, and Carl shifted his career towards coaching. After winning a title as an assistant with Denver in 2017, he's won these last two championships as the leader of the Pioneers. Dealing on the diamond, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Febreze. So my home is also my office, and before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Oklahoma softball pitcher Kirsten Deal, who threw her first career no-hitter on Tuesday as the second-ranked Sooners beat Tulsa 8-0. The sophomore retired the first 11 batters she faced and only allowed two base runners in the game. Oklahoma, of course, has won the last three D1 softball national championships. You can hear the Women's College World Series late next month on Westwood One. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood with you here on this Saturday morning. We're talking Emporia High baseball here in our Emporia High segment for the week. Anthony Markowitz is the head coach, and he is back in here on Saturday after the Spartans were in action on Friday. Coach, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that last night would have been could have gone a little bit better for you guys with two losses to Manhattan, but I know you mentioned to Dylan that you thought that there were some positives that you took from the doubleheader. How do you take, as a coach, make positives out of a situation like that where you have two games where you don't feel like you play your best baseball?
Oh, we just got to talk about, with the kids and learning the game, really learning from our losses. We try to tell them that we can't let two losses turn into four, so it can't affect the next game. And, try to find the positives in stuff that we did well that we might not have really done so great at one point or another in the season so far.
What do you think is the key to making sure that you leave those losses on Friday night, as you say?
Just addressing them that day. We try to address those. Some things that might have got us beat on last night, we try to address them that night. Turn the page, get better at them a little bit on Monday at practice, and and just try to start fresh in our next doubleheader.
And, Coach, you also mentioned to me last night, I know it didn't get put in the audio that I had on KVOE.com, but since we had you in this morning, I thought I would, kind of bring this up. You mentioned to me that Wednesday and Thursday, you guys were really swinging the bats really good in practice. I mean, just couldn't carry over. And, I mean, Manhattan, a really good team as well.
Yeah, Manhattan's always a solid team. You know, I think they're a little younger this year. They had a lot of seniors last year. But, man, they had a lot of guys that could swing it top to bottom. Their pitchers threw a lot of strikes, kept us off balance. And I think that was the big thing for us at the plate was every pitch that they were throwing was in the zone. But, yeah, we had a good Wednesday, Thursday of practice hitting-wise, and I think that, you know, we just got to focus on that and keep building on that, not let those, you know, a bad night at the plate derail kind of that progress.
I know last night you were without Owen Ruge as well, but you got to have guys step up when you have a key contributor out.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, we did fine. We moved some guys around and some guys played some positions and made plays. Came out a little timid to start that first game, but you know, it is what it is, and we had guys step up. We saw some good things from some guys. I thought, you know, Madden pitched well. You know, this past Tuesday when we beat Rose Hill, Andrew Ruxton pitched well, and so, you know, we're getting some quality starts out of our pitchers, and we're seeing some good things. We just gotta, you know, it's the time of the year that we just gotta try to start putting it all together and gaining some momentum.
When we had you in here before the season started, you talked about the inexperience of this baseball team. Do you feel like this group's really starting to grow up through 14 games?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's some guys that haven't played a whole lot of varsity, and then there's a few juniors, a senior, and then, you know, one sophomore that did play last year. And I still think, you know, it takes a while for that learning curve to kind of kick in, I guess you could say. And we have guys that haven't played until this year that are really, really getting a lot better. We got, you know, Luke Pittman is playing left field, never played outfield before, and he's made a great improvement. Same with Landon Woolitz in right field. We got a freshman playing center field, and, you know, the speed of the game is just a lot different, and it's kind of weird to say with baseball because baseball is not really a fast-paced game like football or basketball. But just the speed of the game, not in terms of pitching necessarily, but in terms of, you know, just how quickly you have to make a decision or make a play and kind of or on the other end, I think that one thing that we can continue to mature at more is being able to have a short memory because, you know, baseball is a game of failure. And so I think guys are starting to get more comfortable with that if something doesn't go their way, that they kind of bounce back from it. And that's something that we can always improve on.
Anthony Markowitz is our guest. He is the head baseball coach for the Spartans. And one thing you've mentioned, trying to find positives from a situation like that, you have one kid on the mound in game one who gives up 8 runs on 8 hits in 2 2/3 innings. But, and obviously, you know, you don't like that for that kid. But you look at what you did the other 4 1/3 innings, and that means you only gave up 2 runs, or the other, yeah, 2 runs the other 4 1/3 innings. So you got some decent relief pitching. How were the guys in the bullpen able to swap that around for you and provide good innings off of the bench?
I mean, that's a big mindset, you know, especially if you come in a situation where we're not winning. You know, their job is just to throw strikes, continue to be in the zone and give ourselves a chance to get out of the inning and give ourselves a chance to hit. You know, outs are limited, especially, you know, if you put yourself in a hole like kind of like we did last night. You got to try to take every advantage at the plate. But I think our pitchers did a good job of providing us an opportunity to get to the plate to try to make a comeback. And so if those relievers come in and continue to, you know, struggle and not throw strikes or be afraid to throw strikes, then it's a different story. But I think they did a good job.
There's definitely a different sense of urgency in high school baseball with the entire season. It's shorter. So if you get off to a bad start, you know, there are teams. I mean, heck, we were talking about the Royals and how excited we are about them. You know, the Royals have had 30-game slumps before. I mean, that's an entire high school season. And with in baseball, you know, you see so many comebacks in the 8th and 9th inning. You don't have the 8th and 9th inning in high school baseball, so everything is really rushed and compressed in high school. So it really puts a big emphasis on a fast start, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you come out slow or kind of flat, it is pretty hard. And with our schedule, we play primarily doubleheaders, so you get 25 minutes in between games, and so, you know, it's a big mental thing, especially for high school kids. And, you know, like you were talking with Major League Baseball, they get a chance through 162 games to shuffle, you know, their bullpen around. The guy that they think is the closer at the beginning of the year And the situation with the Royals right now is not the closer right now, you know. And in high school baseball, if you can't take too long to try to figure those things out. And so that's hard. It's difficult. But I think you know, our kids are doing a good job of handling it.
Good opportunity for your ball club next week. Home games with Wichita Independent and Iola. Iola, a team that you guys beat last year, and Wichita Independent might be on the struggling side, but good opportunities coming up for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about it doesn't matter who we play, we got to focus on ourselves, and like we had talked about at the beginning of this is, you know, making sure that two losses don't turn into more, and getting better at the things that we need to get better at. I think that, you know, this next stretch of games is going to go by fast. I think we have some games coming up that we have a good chance to have some success in if we handle it the right way. And then we also have a good mixture of, at the end of the year, we play Aquinas and Andover Central. So those are two state tournament caliber teams that we can, you know, see where we match up heading into regionals.
Just to piggyback on the schedule, you guys play, what, 22?
So we're allowed now to play 26 games.
Yeah. Did you get that done this year?
We're not going to play 26, just with how quick that turnaround was.
You said that you guys got that information that was going to be permissible a lot later in the scheduling cycle than you would have liked to have gotten that info.
Yeah, our 20-game schedule was already set, and then I think that rule or that Acacia that proposed that passed in – September, maybe sometime.
I feel
early
like I was
school
I was here because I remember asking you about it, and I feel like I had just started. Yeah. If I'm remembering that correctly.
It was pretty early in the school year because, you know, I just started getting bombarded with emails from coaches around the state trying to play. But with, like I said, it kind of goes in with our doubleheader situation. We play primarily doubleheaders, and so, you know, if we're playing Tuesday and Friday, we're not going to try to squeeze in a game on a Wednesday, you know, to try to hurt our chances pitching wise. You know, I think it would be a good opportunity for teams with more depth. I think it's something that we're going to look at in the future, trying to definitely get more games. But you know, it just wasn't really the greatest situation to start the year this year.
So then how many games do you actually play this year?
I think we'll have 22 before 22. Regionals.
So are you thinking, in terms of your roster construction in the future, do you feel like you guys need to develop more pitching in order to play that full schedule? Or do you feel like it's going to be a situation where you'll play more single games and less doubleheaders? Or maybe you'll have to play more doubleheaders to get the extra games in?
I would like to play some single games. It just kind of depends on travel and everything, too. But I think in the future, wishful thinking, hoping our depth continues to grow. I think we got a lot of guys right now that can pitch, and I think that they're younger, and so as they get older, you know, especially next year, we'll have a pretty good senior class, and so those guys can, you know, keep developing into pitchers, and we'll get more and give them some experience on the mound at the varsity level also.
Anthony Markowitz, the head baseball coach for Emporia High. Last thing for you, Coach. Rest of the season, it's very short now going through the rest of the year. You don't have that many games left. Number one area that you want to see growth in for the rest of the year from your guys, whether it be next week or, you know, to end the season, where do you want to see growth to set you up for next season?
I think our big thing right now is getting some momentum at the plate offensively. We got some guys that have really gained a lot of ground there, that guys that were struggling a little bit at the beginning of the year, and our guys that were hitting it towards the top of the order, or, you know, might be struggling a little bit now. And so I think just getting everybody on the same page, you get everybody rolling. You know, I think that if we do that there's a chance that, you know, that we could be playing our best baseball in May, which is, you know, what we talk about as our goal every year.
Once again, the Spartans hosting Wichita Independent, doubleheader on Tuesday at Soden's Grove right here in Emporia. Coach Markowitz, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We'll take a time out here, and we'll be back. One of the big events in Emporia every single year is the Dynamic Discs Open, and we are just a couple of weeks away from that. Jackie Morris, the events coordinator and community outreach director for Dynamic Discs, is joining us to talk about that next. On the other side of the break here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on KVOE.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you.
Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com. Dynamic Discs, one of the big sponsors of local area events here in the Emporia community. And, of course, the Dynamic Discs Open is one of the premier events for professional disc golfers each and every year. And from what I was told, Jackie Morris, the events coordinator, community outreach director for Dynamic Discs, is kind of the maven of this entire event and one of the huge parts of and the reasons why it's a success here in Emporia. Jackie is with us here this morning to preview the Open coming to Emporia May 2nd through May 5th. Jackie, so great to meet you. Thanks so much for being in here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, how excited are you and everybody at Dynamic Discs that the Open is almost here, finally?
Pretty excited. This is, last year we had the amateurs and the professionals separate, and this year we brought them back together. So we're looking forward to that. And then also, it's the same time as Cinco de Mayo and the La Grind.
Yeah.
So you can... I'm starting to feel the electricity in the air, so I don't know if anyone else in Emporia is, but I am.
Well, I know Soden's Grove and Peter Pan Park will be busy because Emporia High will be hosting a baseball and softball round ball tournament that's
sure.
Friday and Saturday, so that tops a little bit more, too, so
yeah.
I wanted to bring that up, but I'll ask a question. But, you know, Jackie, this event, it just continues to grow, and, you know, with the pro worlds being held here the last couple of years, what makes Emporia so special that people want to come and play disc golf here?
The community, honestly. The community sets it apart. They change their marquee signs to welcome disc golfers. They ask people about their rounds when they come in for a meal. I mean, even Doobie's has a basket outside. If you make a putt,
there you go.
Get a percentage off. Radius has discs for sale. Bourbon Cowboy sets up a mini disc course. Like, the community just goes all out for it, and I think that really sets us apart.
So, Jackie, how many golfers are you expecting, and is the field set, or are you still taking entries?
Registration is still open. The pro side is pretty full. We have 160 players. That's the cap. And then the amateur side, we have 400 coming. So lots of disc golfers, and then they'll bring, you know, their caddies, their families. Spectators will come out, and then we have about 80 volunteers.
And I know, and we're talking with Jackie Morris, events coordinator for Dynamic Discs, talking about the Dynamic Discs Open. I know that one of the reasons why you're able to do this in Emporia each year is because not only does the community love the event, but the disc golfers love to come to Emporia too, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's definitely different than other places where you might have to travel 45 minutes to a course. Here it's, you know, it's 7 minutes everywhere, so that
yeah.
That's really nice for us. Also, too, with the new ownership at Champions Landing being Jeremy Rusko and just being so passionate about disc golf, just elevates the experience even more.
Well, you mentioned that there are a lot of opportunities for spectators to come out and watch the event.
Correct.
So I will be coming out. I will be a first time. That'll be a little bit different for me because I'm going to be working for part of it, covering the event. But I would need to know something because you know that there are probably going to be other people like me who are here for the first time. So what would you tell people, first timers or people who are in Emporia for the first time hearing this and thinking, you know what, I got to get out and check that out. Weather's going to be pretty good, a little bit far out to know that, but
it's going to be great.
it'll be fantastic. Jackie is going to will it into existence. The weather will be great. But what should spectators know about coming out and watching the event in terms of etiquette, where to park, and just general information like that?
So parking will be either on residential streets or Emporia State University near Welch Stadium. It's about a 5-minute walk to Champions Landing from there. So not bad at all. They just like golf etiquette. So if you know golf etiquette, you already got a jump start on it. But staying behind cards, staying quiet when people are on the tee pad, making sure you're not walking across fairways, things like that. And we have spectator information available, course maps,
Do most people go to, like in golf, a lot of people will say, okay, I'm going to go to 18. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch 18. Do most people find a hole and just kind of camp out, yes, or do they follow a specific group around?
There's a good mix. Now, you'll see a lot of people sitting on hole 16. That is a very well-known hole in Emporia, and it's an island hole, and we usually have bleachers set up there, so you will see people sitting there, and then we have bleachers on hole 1 as well. So you do kind of see some people just staked out at different holes, and you also see people following around. So you can kind of pick and choose what you'd like to do.
So will all the I'm looking over the schedule. All courses be utilized here for the Dynamic Disc Open?
Yep. Jones West and East, Peter Pan, and then Champions Landing.
You mentioned 80 volunteers. Do you need more? Are you good?
Yes, we do. We are looking to fill some more roles, things like parking, helping tear down the course on the last day, and then spotters, which would be being a judge on a hole, basically.
So if they wanted to volunteer, how can they reach out?
They can go to dynamicdiscsopen.com and go to the volunteer page there. The form is on there, as well as our volunteer coordinator, Scarlett Lowry, her email.
Jackie Morris is our guest from Dynamic Discs, talking Dynamic Discs Open. And I understand that one of the things that you're doing around the Open is kind of kicking the whole weekend off with a block party.
Yes, on that Saturday night.
What's some information about that? How can people get involved in that? Where is the block party going to be?
The block party is downtown, and we're actually doing it in conjunction with Cinco de Mayo with HOT, Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. And we're working with Emporia Main Street on that. They're doing great work. So the block party actually starts in the 600 block and will go all the way to the 900.
Wow.
Yes. And so the Cinco de Mayo festivities kick off at 11 a.m. that day. They'll have performers, great food, vendors, and then the disc golf vendors will get into place and be ready about 5 o'clock.
Jackie, I know with the Dynamic Disc Open coming up in a couple weeks, but also a month in, coming up in June, yeah, you got the Masters World Tournaments, World Championships coming. So,
yes,
an exciting time.
Mm-hmm. 6-week turnaround. So, looking forward to that as well.
Do you feel like that's the quickest turnaround you guys have had from hosting a tournament like the DDO and then hosting a pro tournament?
I think it's probably the quickest turnaround time, at least in my tenure.
Okay.
I don't know for Doug Bierkus, who was the event coordinator before,
yeah,
me, but even the last time when we did Pro Worlds a few years ago, we had like 2.5 months between these events. So yeah, the 6-week turnaround time, we're already planning it because you can't just plan one
no
bit at a time. But yeah, it'll be good.
What's the most difficult part about making that turnaround from Dynamic Discs to the Masters?
Probably revisiting checklists. I'm like, did I already do this? Oh, wait, no, this is for the other event.
Right.
Yeah, things like that.
You know, last year you mentioned the fact that the pros and the amateurs were separate, completely separate tournaments. They're all together this year. Yes. What went into that decision?
So it was combined previously for a long time. And last year we really just wanted to focus, give the amateurs an event because we focused so much on the pros during the Pro Worlds year. And so we did separate it, and it logistically, it was great. But we heard everyone loud and clear. They wanted to be together, so we just brought it back together. People love it. It's just a great event when it's all together.
Jackie, I want to ask you another question. What's different about the Masters than what the Pro Worlds, which we've held here the last couple of years, including in 2022?
Yes, so Pro Worlds is a little smaller. So Masters has way more pools, 7 pools instead of 2, which is you had MPO and FPO. So for Masters, you've got professional and amateur divisions all the way from 40 to 80, both men and women.
Oh, wow.
So we have 7 pools. We're going to be using 7 courses. We will have to use those outside of Emporia.
Oh.
But yeah, it's going to be a larger event than Pro Worlds.
Jackie Morris, our guest, she's the events coordinator for Dynamic Discs Open. You talked about a little bit the courses that you're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
How are those going to be set up? If you're a you know, disc golf player in Emporia, I'm assuming that these holes are going to look a little bit different than what the public plays on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, so we actually physically go out and paint lines and flag OB to make it a little tougher, and we dress holes with tents, feather flags. You know, we make it an A-tier feel. It's a top-tier level experience for disc golfers, and we want it to look that way.
And you've mentioned how and you guys actually have a video on your website, and it talks about, you know, hey, do you want to be a spotter?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Here's how the flags work.
Yep.
And how to signal the flags. But you guys mentioned in that video that the people who come out to volunteer and all the little, I guess you'd call it just window dressing, all that stuff that you do, it's just a little thing. But if you add up all those things over the course of the event, that's what really takes an event that's, you know, is what it is to an event that feels like it's a really, really big deal, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's Emporia knows how to elevate an experience as well as Dynamic.
Looking at some of the other events that are going on, you've mentioned that there is the disc golf, there's the block party, but there's a lot of other events around the
yes.
community that people can get involved in. Maybe they're not available. Maybe they've got a Cinco de Mayo party on Sunday or something else. But there's it's not – what we want to make clear to people is it's not just Sunday. It's not just Saturday, Friday. There's a bunch of stuff going on. What's some of the other stuff in the community that you guys have going on for the event?
So Radius is hosting a like mix and mingle for players. The community is welcome out too. That's Wednesday evening. There are C tiers happening, which are just a like lower level tournament, cheaper, just very casual. Those are happening as well. And then there's a Mingo, the Mingos. They're like this group that comes in and they actually go to hole 16 at the country club and they do a charity throw. So you try to throw discs and make the island just like the pros.
Sure.
So there's that. That's it's fun. You just pay, sign up. You don't need any official things saying that you can throw a disc. You can just go out and throw a disc.
I have seen that island green. That is absolutely terrifying.
I tried to make it last year and I came up like 10 feet, 20 feet short from the island. I'm like, well, hope I get that disc back.
Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
We are debuting a disc though at that event. It is the zero gravity disc and it's supposed to float. So
wow.
Yeah, we're going to be testing that out with people.
What performance on that disc, is that something that would be applicable that you'd want to have on every single disc in your bag?
Maybe not every single disc, but I do think it's going to be a good tool to have.
Because there are, you know, there's going to be a lot of courses that you'll play that there aren't going to be water.
Correct.
So you have, what the next thing you need to do is figure out some way to, like, bounce off of the trees after you throw it into there, like, bounce into the fairway. That's what I could definitely use that one.
So, like, get a little remote control out and start.
Something like that. So how much do you, you've mentioned that you tried to make it. How much do you get to play?
I try to play once a week with our Emporia Ladies League, and it's a lot of fun. But it, you know, when you are working in something, it's really hard to do it casually.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, I used to play quite a bit down in Wichita's got a few courses around.
Yes.
that I enjoyed playing a lot. I haven't had time up here, but I've been out there, you know, I went to Jones Park for the Emporia State had cross country out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to see the course. They didn't take out the, you know,
right,
the baskets just for that. Like, that looks like a really fun course,
mm-hmm,
to play.
Yeah.
And the Champions Landing looks fun. It looks a little bit more like Champions Landing looks, of all the courses that I've seen, it feels like it's the most challenging.
Yeah. It's a long course.
Yes.
Very long. That's why the professionals play there all week.
Because will the pars be any different for the professionals versus the amateurs that come out and just play around on Sunday?
So the like when we look at course layouts and the different divisions and ratings, that's how we decide pars. So some of them are a little bit different, like for the tournament,
sure,
itself. But yeah, like I think hole one's a par five. Huh. So you're just kicking off.
Yeah.
Jumping right into it, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I would, you know, I don't know. It's been so long since I've had time to play. Like, I really need to get back out and start doing it here,
yeah,
this summer, hopefully when I have more time. But, yeah, I feel like I would be losing discs at 16.
Hey,
for
I know
sure.
You can buy more.
Get one that floats now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any, you know, I don't have any dynamic discs in my bag, so maybe I'll have to lose a couple so I can change it out a little bit.
Speaking of like going to the pro shop and getting more discs and thing like that, during the week,
you don't know anybody who could help us out with that, do you?
They will have a putting competition, and they also have a disc simulator there, so you can actually like throw discs into a net and kind of see how you're throwing it and things like that.
So this would be kind of like what they do for the disc for regular golfers.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Is that unique? Is that different? I don't think I've ever heard of someone with saying that they have a disc simulator.
Yeah, we've got one.
Well, I mean, they're big time at Dynamic Disc.
Yeah.
What can you say?
I'm just curious, as you talk to people involved in the sport, whether it's administrators of tournaments, players, whatever the case may be, are they still a little bit surprised just how this sport has absolutely exploded?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is wild. Like, even people who have been doing it a long time. It's also been interesting to see how it's evolving, like the player or what kind of events we're seeing. So every part of it's changing, it seems.
Once again, Dynamic Discs Open going to wrap up on the 5th. One more time, because I know that you want volunteers.
Yes.
What's the best way? How do you want them to get in touch with you, or how do you want them to get in touch with your volunteer director,
mm-hmm,
if they are available to work, whether it's the ancillary events or helping with teardown, or
mm-hmm,
you're looking for spotters? She's looking for a lot of people to help.
Yes.
How can they get in touch with you and get on your list?
So the best resource right now is dynamicdiscsopen.com, and you'll find event information there, the schedule, the volunteer sign up list, how you can buy spectator tickets. So dynamicdiscsopen.com.
And you will have to have, if you're wanting to watch the event, you will need to get a ticket. Is that something that you can get on site? And will you need that for,
yes,
every single course? There like a season, a tournament pass you can get?
The A tier side does not require a ticket. So if you go to any of the Jones Parks or Peter Pan Park, you can spectate. But the professional side, the Disc Golf Pro Tour side, that is ticketed. there is a discount code right now for Emporia Locals, and I believe we have that posted on our social media, so you can actually get a discount on tickets. And again, you can buy tickets linked directly from dynamicdiscsopen.com.
And run through the dates one more time.
So events start kicking off May 1st, and then the Disc Golf Pro Tour tournament starts that Friday, so May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And the amateurs, they play the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
And see, those graphics that you sent me did come out in handy, because I can tell people that the 25% discount for Emporia residents, you can just use the code Emporia Local. Mm-hmm. Emporia Local to get that 25% discount for the Dynamic Discs Open for Emporia residents. Jackie, we'll have you back. So great to have you on. Thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck to you with the event.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
We will be back next week, of course, but before we wrap up, we've got to get you our calendar for the day here today. We've got Royals baseball, of course, on the air for you this afternoon. It's the Royals taking on the Orioles here today. We'll have that for you on KVOE. That is a 5:30 pregame, 6:10 on Saturday. Royals will be back on the air on Sunday. A 1:10 first pitch, Royals and Orioles, 12:30 pregame, and boy, hopefully the boys in blue can just keep it
rolling.
Yeah, keep it rolling here, Tim. Yeah. So that would be fantastic. So that is it. Next week, coming up on the show here on SMST, we plan to be joined next week by Oscar Macias or Rick Eckert, one or the other, girls soccer or boys golf from Emporia High. John Source from the Emporia Gazette will join us next week, and we'll also be talking with CC Perosh in the Mitch segment, talking Emporia State tennis, women's tennis, as they wrap up their season. That they'll have their season close on that Friday, and coming up on sports on Monday, we'll get you all set with the Emporia Black Lions. The KU relays will be done. We'll have results from Emporia State with some really good marks in the relays as well, and of course the high schoolers are done in the relays. So thank you very much to Jackie, to Anthony for being here today, and for Tim and Dylan, this is Blake Cripps saying good afternoon on SMST. This is KVOE Emporia. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia, AM 1400 KVOE Emporia.